Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
The Bernstein and Holmes Show.
This trade was the number one pick last year. As of right now, it was last year's number one for DJ Moore, Darnell Wright, Tyreek Stevenson, Caleb Williams, and a second round pick in next year's draft.
Yeah. That's why I say that you don't have to judge it against
the
Super Bowl.
Man. That's one of the best trades I can remember of anything.
This is what taking advantage of a trade is. It isn't just the, oh man, look what they got back. What did you do with what you got back?
What is it about you that doesn't want to duck any of the smoke that comes along with the expectations?
What's the reason to duck? I'm here. Rome's here.
I don't think that major bust, that man or woman, is on the table for him. He may not be the greatest quarterback that's ever lived, but I think bust potential is very, very low.
History's the history. Like, I'm kind of done talking about it. I feel like we got to start going back all the time.
They won that trade big time.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 a.m. till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
When's rookie minicamp?
We don't know. They haven't told us yet.
When's rookie minicamp?
It's either Friday or next Friday.
Oh.
They haven't said. So
why not?
I'm assuming
why
next
is it a secret?
When I
do
don't
we,
know.
I want to see rookies running around in shorts and being impressive.
Listen
and
here.
Like, well, they're only running around in shorts out there. It's just guys in their pajamas in their workout clothes. I don't care. Yeah, get out there and run around.
As an observer of football, I need to know. Not for the running around part, but for the information part.
They will tell us at some point, right? Because then it's like, oh, then you see them in Bears uniforms.
Hey, Bears, I know you guys have done some stuff recently, and I'm happy about it. But now you have to tell us when the new people from the stuff you did are happening. Thank you.
Bears.
Signed, Layla.
We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Happy Monday. Happy post-draft Monday. Happy beginning of the hype of names that you know to be slotted into the depth chart for the Bears' upcoming season.
Just like Friday Night Lights, you just sit there with your depth chart draft board and just put your little names on it.
Just look at it for a second. Just if you want to just kind of start your week, they haven't played any games. I don't know how good they're going to be. Nobody knows how good they're going to be. But this is irrational exuberance is okay time.
I don't know. I automatically was like 10 wins, and I'm not the only one. That seems to be the thought process.
I don't know what the number is on FanDuel, but it better be. It better be 10.
Yeah, I was like 10 win season.
It better be.
We got new drops. We have other people saying Bears thanks to the internet.
Oh, that guy was awesome. That was the
who is that?
The British dude who announced the Australian guy.
Yes,
he literally. I was like half asleep, like taking a nap that afternoon. Bears pick comes up. I didn't know it was up. I just heard that, and that woke me up. for the Bears pick.
That should be your alarm clock. Like, that's a very good studs alarm clock every day.
This is an El Sumidito type of warning, right?
That resonates. It's sort of like the bells ringing in the town square and the piazza to wake everyone up in the morning.
The doves fly about.
Yes, exactly. There's something glorious about that everybody should wake up to that. That should be played.
By the way, you wanted the dates for mini camp, right? June 4th through the 6th.
Rookie mini camp.
That's regular mini camp.
It's got to be. It's either this Friday, which seems abrupt, or it's next Friday. I even asked Wani last night because he was with me on Sports Sunday, and he said he thinks probably next Friday because teams prefer to have it more than, like, they don't want to have it the next calendar week after the draft. Put it. But we just don't know.
It's football season, damn it. I know there's baseball teams doing baseball things, or at least one baseball team in this town.
The Sox won 3 in a row. Okay. They doubled their win total.
Awesome.
And guys, this is big. They don't have the worst record in baseball today.
Take that, haters.
I mean, come on. You're in charge of the White Sox. I'm not interested.
Who's me? Who's you?
You are in charge of White Sox baseball. Because you're still watching it.
Here's the thing.
That means de facto, default, you're in charge.
First of
say
all,
it with me.
What?
Say it proud for all the haters. Southside, stand up.
Okay, so here's the thing. Is I said this from the very beginning. I was like, oh, I like the Eric Fetty signing. And people were like, what? I'm like, yeah, I think it was a good signing. It was interesting. There's a background there. There's a familiarity. Guy goes 8 1/3. Come on, man. That's not bad. I liked it.
You don't matter enough to have haters.
Oh, you're not talking to me right now.
Just you don't have haters.
I'll tell you what does matter. Rookie minicamp.
Yes.
Let's see here.
Yes.
And? Yeah. Yeah. May 10th and 11th.
Oh, they said
there it.
There
it is.
How did you find that out?
There
didn't
it
have
is.
That last night.
May 10th and 11th. I believe at that time, is that what days of the week is that?
Did they Friday? Friday is the 10th.
Saturday
is the 11th. Did they send out an email?
Yeah, this was from Friday, actually. I had to go a little digging. So many emails through the weekend.
We didn't get an email from them saying that.
I will be
over
in
the weekend.
Granville, Ohio at Denison Commencement.
None of us could find it.
We will be watching our begowned daughter proudly receiving her college degree.
Congratulations to Zoe.
Doesn't have it yet. Still got another round of finals. Doesn't have it yet. Until that thing is slapped in her hand and she can move that tassel around, whatever they do for college graduation. I was too drunk to even remember mine. Thankfully, I
seriously
don't remember the George Will. Oh,
the ceremony?
We were wasted. We were absolutely obliterated. Yes. And so I miss George Will excoriating the Duke English department for being too woke. Sorry, I missed it. Ooh. That would have mattered so much to the educational process to hear George Will talking about there aren't enough white male authors being read anymore.
This is not an indictment of anybody, but sometimes you can really tell who paid for their school by themselves and who didn't. Especially with the stories at this radio station.
No lies told.
Like, especially, yeah. Like, I.
No lies told.
That's one of those moments.
Yeah, and at least I was not one of the people pulling my gown up over my head so I could throw up between my legs, because that was the move, and that apparently was considered like a cliched graduation move, and you could always tell like who was leaning down and evacuating themselves underneath the gown on the football field.
The Bears get a decent draft, and you just go back to a yaha time.
Yeah,
it's like,
it was bad.
It's like now that they're not in chaos mode, you can just goof off and be happy and watch your football team.
It was a decent draft. And
quantity is not as good as quality, man. Well, that's how I feel about this. They got quality picks. I still can't believe
it all made sense.
I still can't believe Roma Dunze was there at 9, and I was pretty cynical about it.
And they didn't overthink it. They took him.
Best player available, period, paragraph. Would I have liked to see an offensive lineman? Sure. Over Roma Dunze? No, I don't think so.
No.
You take the best player available. Josh Schrock called it, too. I was like, no way, Josh. Like, we talked for months, and I'm like, nah, that's not happening. Roman Tuesday won't be available at night. What are you talking about?
Hello.
The Bears! He has spoken. Yeah, that's thrilling. But
Bears. And I hope.
Is there going to be enough?
I hope.
Is there going to be enough ball to go around?
What a great problem.
Right. Yes.
I can't believe I'm saying this.
Wow.
About a team I'm paid to watch.
How about it?
Enough receptions, enough touches, enough opportunities in the Shane Waldron offense. I just want the ball to go to the middle of the field.
That would be nice. That's what I want. Also, all levels of the field. I don't need everything to start at the line of scrimmage. Some things can start at the line of scrimmage, but how's about you put receivers in the middle space and space?
And I still want a better center.
Yeah, I do too.
I still want that position to be taken a little more seriously because I think for an offense to be great, your center has to be really good. I'm not saying the guy's got to be one of the best in the league, but he can't be in any way a liability. You can't just plug in a dude. It has to be somebody who makes you better, value over replacement at center.
Yeah, I mean, but to me, on its face, if you said the Bears got their franchise quarterback, acquired via a trade, there are no questions anymore.
Potential franchise quarterback, yes.
I mean, they've defined him as that until...
He's defined himself as that?
Yeah.
They've defined him... Lean in.
Right. I mean,
good.
We...
Go ahead.
I'm not the one who ever called for a trade of that pick. Again, people put words in my mouth, check the damn tape. I'm easy to find because I'm on the show's list. So, that said...
You're easy to find because you're constantly working.
There's that. But also...
You're always on either the television or the radio. Are you on other appliances?
Yeah, like, sometimes I do a podcast.
Are you on the toaster?
I kind of want to be on the sports phone.
Are you on like the Theragun, like anything you look over? Like, oh, Layla's working. Oh, Layla's on this machine and this machine and this machine.
Do treadmills count?
Sure.
Pelotons and elliptical trainers and weights?
Believe me, you're everybody who's working out in the gym sees you on.
No,
or is sitting at a sports bar or in the airport.
I thought, I'm on those.
No,
things.
Right. You're
no,
on
I'm saying I physically
television, radio, computer, phone, any other appliances.
I was saying I physically am on those things, like doing
when?
Work myself.
When?
Like working out.
When?
Yesterday it was before work. It's typically before work. This morning I didn't have enough time because.
Shame on you.
6 hours is a decent amount of sleep to start.
You should feel awful about that. You should feel terrible that you didn't have time for that.
I'll take a walk during my dinner break. Okay, getting back to this. Yes. If you told me that the Bears had two top 10 picks. Mm-hmm. One of them is your quarterback that you have deemed, at least for now, your franchise quarterback. The other is arguably one of the top receivers in the nation. Many argue was their top receiver. Marvin Harrison Jr. is still great to me.
And the quarterback's
but
top
additionally,
receiver,
you added offensive line depth. You solved a problem on special teams that was hurting a significant amount of yardage for you. And then you also added defensive depth and traded back in with a relatively low-risk pick. I would have said W.
Bam.
That's a hell of a draft.
What is that Bears drop from?
Robin, is it Mead? Is that how you say it?
Robin Mead is saying that?
That's not Robin Mead.
Let's listen again.
That's what Lawrence said it is.
It was in our group chat.
Oh, that's the one that
that's not
CJ0 sent me.
That's it, yeah.
That's her?
No, that is not.
Listen.
I'll
send you the picture.
It sounds like Red Cashin.
Silence.
Play.
Yeah, no. You can tell it's, yeah. That's a good one.
I like that. Yeah. So,
Robin Mead's on board. I mean, everybody's on board with this draft.
Are you sure that I don't buy that?
We'll have to play full thing at some point later. But,
I'd like to see the picture.
But like watching the full context.
I'm sure you would, algorithm.
Yeah, right. That's about right.
Watching the full context of the news story that drop came from, I still didn't understand why she said it in the way she said it, which it makes it even better to me.
I think when you're on TV for that long by yourself, you're just talking to a camera, some stuff is going to come out.
All right, there you go. I just texted the group, Dan. See if it's her.
If it is she, I will check.
Bang!
Tanny also texted me prayers with me today. He thinks you might be distracted.
Yeah, that is she.
It does sound like Krusty the Clown.
A little bit. All right, I'll have to.
Hey!
Oh, wow. That's a.
Bang! Krusty the Clown's on board with the Bears draft.
Krusty's on board. I feel like we've got it together, guys. Hey, at least for today, we've got it together.
And Krusty will be like the rest of us tonight, celebrating the end of Passover with our big pasta dinner of choice.
That sounds
for
nice.
All of our Jewish friends, be safe when you drive home.
No, it's
I mean, also
tonight,
all of our friends.
Sundown tonight and carbonara, which means all the pasta, all the bacon, and all the stuff you wouldn't otherwise have. Let's go get it.
Hey, man, I'm not Jewish, but I think I'll participate in that.
In the pasta
today.
Night?
Yeah.
You want carbonara or puttanesca? Because that currently in the family group chat, that's currently the argument.
Puttanesca is nice for the spring.
I'd make it all the time. But usually the spring pasta is going to be caprese pasta because I'll have the fresh basil from the garden and I'll use the wonderful heirloom tomatoes and we'll make it sort of a room temperature pasta with fresh mozzarella.
That sounds lovely.
It is.
Kind of like a nice little draft, you know? Just pair it up.
Yeah, well, what wine would pair with this draft, actually? What would be, was it a nice Chianti? What would be just sort of a perfect little light quaff, maybe a rosé with this sort of ideal draft bit of taste
I'm
that
a
we
Pinot
have?
Pinot Gris type of girl. I feel like Pinot Gris, not Grigio. Gris.
Is it the same grape?
Well, Pinot, you know, that's the
I think
fan.
Pinot Gris and Pinot Grigio are the same grape. One is French and one's Italian.
Pinot Gris, there's a really good one out of Oregon that I enjoy.
It's
all about the latitude, kiddos.
Changes in attitude, changes in latitude. I'm quoting Jimmy Buffett to start out this post-draft Bears Monday.
I thought it was a motivational speak from some corporate thing.
From some parrot head retreat? What's the difference? What would actually be the difference between the poster and the Sky Mall and what you would hear at a Jimmy Buffett concert? The difference is probably the number of Landshark lagers that you've had and how it sounds to you.
Also, like, I'm just trying to picture this offense. It's, like, pretty traditional, but I like it.
The 313 says, someone give Dan an Adderall. Yeah.
Wouldn't that make it worse?
Yeah, it'd probably make everything worse, I think.
I'm not sure, because I don't... Bang. Y'all are going to have to tell me how some of this stuff works, but...
When we come back, let's hear what both Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze had to say on The Score about becoming Chicago Bears. There's some fun stuff.
If you haven't heard it, you need to because friends are talking about it. I'm not even kidding.
And if you have heard it, you need to hear it again because it's great and it's next.
Yay!
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bernstein and Holmes.
Mike C. Nelson. Now we know his name is Keith from the Progressive Becoming Your Parents commercials.
The White Sox. I can't believe they did more due diligence on hiring a play-by-play guy than a GM.
Middays 10 a.m. till 2.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable to root for that team.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
You're one of us.
You're one of us, Mike.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California. With the 9th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Rome Odunze, wide receiver, Washington.
That's about my reaction, and I'm like many where the second pick was more exciting in some ways because we knew who the first pick was going to be. It's like, okay, there it is. It's done. We can check that box. And then 9, we're like, oh my God, take Rome Odunze. And they did. They didn't try to get hipster. Didn't try to reinvent the wheel.
Hipster?
Yeah, like a Phil Emery pick. Like, hey man, watch this. I'm in a recycled bike. It's kind of easy. You take the really fast, awesome, cool guy. And both Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze took the time on Friday to pick up a phone and call The Score. And they were on with the afternoon show that has been sort of our nerve center for all draft stuff. And the Parkinson Spiegel show.
You're talking about Poles Position, aren't you?
The whole thing. Like they went to Detroit. They're kind of, you know, Parkinson's like the football-y football head. And they've been very, he bought the jersey.
It
was the wrong number.
They had the quarterback town hall.
Oh, they've had the quarterback town hall. That's right.
Sometimes the Poles Position segments get a little existential.
They had the QB1 emotional party. They had the QB2 party for Tyson Bagent. Remember him?
The QB2 party to me is funnier.
And it actually turned me on to Kroger brand gumdrops. And I appreciate the fact that it did because they're really, really good.
The Bears.
So let's.
We have so many new drops now. So many.
Let's hear what Caleb Williams had to say when he joined Parkins and Spiegel on The Score on Friday.
Caleb, thank you so much for the time. Welcome to Chicago. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, Danny. How are you?
I'm doing very well, man. How about that love from Bears fans, man, making your jersey the number one seller ever on Fanatics?
That's pretty badass, right?
It's not a bad welcome to Chicago, man.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's pretty sick. I mean, you got the legend of, I heard it like you said, is the most sold jersey. And so I know Caitlin Clark just you know, broke the record, I think a week and a half ago. And so for the Bears to do that for me, you know, that's pretty sick.
Well, you know, the guy you're talking to, Danny, and this is Matt, by the way, Caleb, welcome to town. He decided to get a jump on it, and he bought a Caleb Williams 13 jersey. And we're wondering what you think he should do with that, because he was ridiculed at the time and actually still ridiculed now because it's 13 and that's not what you're going to wear. Any suggestions on what he should do with that?
Yeah, I went away from 13 because there's a 13-year vet here, Hall of Famer, named Keenan Allen. It was a quick and easy talk. I just asked him, what is he going to do? I didn't discuss or fight about it. You know, out of respect for like I said, 13-year vet. So that's how that went down. And I think you should find a way to knit or embroider a 3 backwards and then equal 18.
Right, exactly.
There you go.
See, I can't. But Keenan Allen, maybe he retires in a few years. You go back to it. I have a collector's item, or we're sticking with 18.
We're sticking with 18. You know, okay. once you see something, you go with it. You stick to it. I plan on, you know, unless I have a LeBron James career where I go from 23 and 6, between the numbers, you know, I plan on being an 18.
Well, hey, man, I mean, you're talking about, you know, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, chasing down Tom Brady, 7 Super Bowls. Maybe you will have a LeBron James-like career.
Yeah, maybe. That's the plan. That is the plan, to be a part of something like that, a culture, and part of history like that.
Hey, Caleb, your favorite quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, has owned the Bears for a while. Are you ready to return that favor on the Packers?
I'm excited to get out there and go against the Packers and the cheeseheads for sure, and get out there and win games.
You know, your the way that you talk about Aaron reminds us of the way that Kobe talked about Michael. And we don't even have to give last names, but is that fair to you that there is part of Aaron's game that you have taken and will take and then carve out your own niche with all of that input?
Yeah, I reach out to them, all the great players. I reach out to, you know, people like Aaron and Peyton and Tom. And, you know, I ask, you know, what did they do? How did they do it? You know, because I'm chasing those type of people, you know, the greats that play for a long time. How'd you do it? And so, you know, some things that I get from watching them, but also hearing from them, you know, I try and imitate when I'm out there on the field or, you know, in the film room or, you know, my daily life and routines.
Hey, Caleb, there's a way that both you and Rome Odunze talk about holding each other accountable and having fun. And it feels very therapized and very evolved. And frankly, we're not used to some young athletes talking that way. Where did you learn to communicate the way that you do?
Yeah, I think for Rome and myself, I would say it came from first our parents and then the village that we were raised in. Then I'd also say just the coaches and things like that, coaches and mentors that have been around us in our lives. You know, we both have came from, you know, great coaches this past year. And obviously, to be in the position that we are, and have been, we've come from, you know, a pretty good family, I'd say, the both of us. And so I think it starts with the family and then it takes over with the mentors and coaches that we've had.
Did you put it in Poles' ear? Did you have a say in them drafting Rome?
I don't know if I had a say, but I definitely, you know, through a little bit of my intake and my advice in there. If it went a long way or not, you know, I did it regardless.
I think it might have had something. All right, last thing, man. I love that story of what the goals that you have on the back of your phone and that you had number one pick for years. What football goals do you have now on your phone screensaver?
It's just – so now that one's crossed off, I actually have to change it. I haven't had time to change it yet, but – It's going to be just the Super Bowls. You reach all your self goals. You reach all of those type of things when you win, and when you win the big games in February. So just reaching and striving for the you know, to be in February as much as possible, and doing the little things that, you know, it takes to get there.
We heard you say you want that Bears number 18 to be retired. We wish you luck on it, Caleb. Sounds good to us.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so here's the thing, though. Did you hear Matt Eberflus's call to Rome Odunze?
I don't know if I did.
So, he says, just like we drew it up. And I'm like, huh. Eyebrow raise.
But remember, what is said after a pick is made is always, he was the top of our board. We can't believe he was available here.
Okay, not to...
They may have also drawn it up in other ways, is what I'm saying.
Not to receipt this. Okay, the
we've got a light issue
here. The stage
here.
Light above Dan has now started to flicker, this is, and we have turned into Club Bears.
That's
it. This is Club Dub. All right. Yep, that sounds about right. We got flickering.
Yeah, either turn this off or, like, something, because I can't...
I think there's a switch. Okay, so hear me out. Focus if you can.
Okay.
These things, this is like, yeah, that's... Yeah,
there should be like a seizure warning for something.
That
like
is a seizure-inducing
right?
type of light. Okay, so hear me out. Did you hear the reaction Caleb Williams had to Rome Odunze getting drafted?
Yes, because he said that it was
He calls him Uno for one.
But he said, my guy, and that's when the handler there, she says, who's your guy?
Indeed.
We used it, actually.
But if you add it up, it's curious to me. Silence the lights.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's...
I would have spiked this water, but we got cameras.
What happened?
We got our guy. We got our guy.
Who's your guy?
Uno. Uno.
So, I wonder if perhaps there wasn't any trickery involved, but I wonder if he was at the top of their draft board.
Maybe. Every team would say that. So let's hear what Rome Odunze had to say when he appeared on the Parkins and Spiegel show.
So I know you said last night you'd never been on a private jet. What's the last 24 hours been like for you?
Man, it's been awesome. The past 24 hours, I mean, it's been a whirlwind of emotions and going from place to place. But, you know, I'm happy my destination here has been in Chicago. And, you know, the private jet life is fun. It's something hopefully I could, you know, get used to. The plane, you could feel the speed of those things a little bit more than the commercial. So I got to yeah. put my feet up for sure.
Feel the power of it. That's outstanding. Rome, you've told people the first jersey you owned was a Brian Urlacher jersey. Devin Hester was your favorite player as a kid. How does that happen for a young man from Utah, sir?
I don't know, man. I mean, Utah, they don't have an NFL team. Las Vegas doesn't have an NFL team. So as a young kid, I had to go, you know, find my own path and find my own team. So my auntie lived in Chicago going to Northwestern for medical school. And she, you know, we went out here for the Chicago air show, and she got me a Brian Urlacher jersey. So happened my favorite player ended up being Devin Hester. I was watching his highlights over and over. So, you know, I guess I was just drawn to it. You know, I've been wearing orange for a while now, ever since high school. So I don't know. There's a lot of coincidences. It's kind of crazy.
Does that mean you're going to lobby to return punts as a rookie?
Oh man, I'm here to do whatever I need to have success in this, you know, in this offense and put this team in success. So if that's return punts, then, you know, so be it.
We're talking to Rome Odunze here on the Parkins and Spiegel show. When I was reading about you, man, and I was stumping for you to be a Bear for months, honestly. I love that when you got to Washington, you looked up the program receiving yards records so that you knew what you had to do in order to break them. Do you know who holds the Bears franchise record for receiving yards?
Ooh. Brandon Marshall?
It's a good guess.
It's a great guess. It is actually someone named Johnny Morris.
It's an old record, man. It goes back a long way.
Johnny Morris.
How many does he got?
He's got 5,059 yards.
That's it.
In a career?
In the career, yes. Man, he played in the 50s and 60s.
Welcome
Rome.
To our world, Rome. Welcome.
Hey, man. Well, I'll hope I'll go break that record and hopefully add a few thousand to that. So we'll go get after it. But you know, I think we got some offensive power to do some big things over here. So you know, 5,000 is the goal. Then let's get after it.
There we go. It might not happen right away. DJ Moore, pretty good. Keenan Allen, pretty good. So we'll see how many balls there are and how many targets for all you guys. What can you learn from DJ Moore, you think, as a wide receiver? Because we loved watching him last year.
I think I can learn a lot from him. You know, I can't even put, you know, a category or a box on all the things that I can learn from him, because I think it's kind of limitless, you know, how much I can, you know, sponge, take up. But, you know, I know he's a very explosive receiver. I love the way that he, you know, attacks the ball and is very aggressive in his yak mindset. So definitely going to be looking to him for some of those things. But he's an overall great receiver, so learning whatever I can.
Rome, 28 contested catches, according to Pro Football Focus, for you last year, and you caught 21 of them. And what is the key to winning on 50-50 balls and contested catches?
I think it's a mindset and body positioning. I think that's the two biggest things coming to that, just because, you know, at the end of the day, you got to believe that you can go snag the ball up out of the air regardless of, you know, where the defender at or what's the angle of the ball coming in. And, you know, putting your body in that position to have success, because every single contested catch situation is different. But, you know, you're going to be, you know, have a physical interaction with the defender, and you're going to have to put yourself in position to succeed. So I would say both of those things.
All right, so the goal is breaking Johnny Morris's record and then some. What other goals does Roman Dunze have for himself as he gets to become a Chicago Bear?
My individual goal is to get Rookie of the Year. That's my individual goal. I'm really, really striving towards that. Follow along one of the great receivers I know, and Garrett Wilson over there with the Jets, and do some of that. That's my biggest individual goal. But, you know, I want to make the playoffs. I want to be in contention for, you know, a conference and a division championship. So those things, if we're striding towards those goals, then I think the Rookie of the Year and the individual stuff will come with it.
You know, you're going to be competing with Caleb for that award.
That's right. That's right. Well, he's going to have to throw a good ball, and I'm going to have to, you know, run some good routes. So we'll be in competition for that. And it'll be good competition for us to have, I think. And hopefully I make him look good more than he makes me look good.
Well, just remember where you were on Parkins and Spiegel on the Score when you learned that 5,000 yards is the record for a Bears wide receiver as you chase it. Okay, Rome?
Yep, thank you very much. And no shame to that record. That's an amazing thing to do. So just looking to go, you know, make my own mark.
I'll remember where I was driving west on Addison Street when I heard that and just laughed out loud. In the career? Yes.
It's ridiculous.
In the career.
But that is the proper reaction.
And those were just the first two players drafted. There was another thereafter that was of interest.
Not only is he of interest, I know we're going to get caught up in the local guy discussion because that's what we do. But one of our favorite experts called him the most interesting pick in the draft, or at least prospect.
All right, well, let's get some more information on the Bears' rookie tackle when we return. It's the Bernstein and Holmes Show. Leila Rahimi here today on The Score.
In the career?
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Score. And 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
I can't even put it into words. Like, this is like the, I really have no words. I grew up a Bears fan watching Devin Hester playing Madden 08, 09, run around with Devin Hester in kickoff mode. Like, this is everything I've wanted since I was a little kid. So, I can't even put it into words. It's amazing.
That is Bears' third round pick, 75th overall, Karan Amagadije.
It's Karan Amagaji.
Amagaji.
Yeah, there's some silent syllables.
Karan Amagaji.
Yes, Karan Amagaji.
And here he is, and he is athletic and smart and willing and a project.
Yeah, he was invited to the combine despite having a quad injury at Yale. And it's largely also based on not just his play, but, you know, his size. Like, it was an arm length thing. We know Ryan Poles dressed based off of traits. We've seen that before. Jervon Dexter might come to mind. Zach Pickens, those guys. Like, the traits are always there for them. I feel like the Bears are still keen on five-star recruits, for example, coming out of high school. That's something that I think is means something to them. For that reason, it's not what they lean on, but it's definitely part of the criteria. And Amagaji has it. He's from Hinsdale Central. And when I was doing some research about him over the weekend, one of the articles that popped up was from our friend Dane Brugler, he of the Beast. And the headline said, "Meet Karan Amagaji, who might be the most interesting prospect in the 2024 NFL Draft." What's curious to me is he's not the only Yale lineman the Bears have had. Dieter Eislin.
That's right. I was trying to think of Yale guys, and I went right to Gary Fensick and Michael McCaskey, not remembering Dieter Eislin, who was the winner of the Harvey Unga Award, who was just the guy who you forget was on the roster, who or they forget was on the roster every year, who was always there. Is he still on the roster?
Offensive line depth, correct? Although I think Amagaji, there's a more aggressive path there than that. But yes, Yale guy, and also somebody who shined at the Senior Bowls for a small school recruit, so I think that also played into his favor. But you don't necessarily, it's a highfalutin conversation when you hear Matt Eberflus talk about how he met Amagaji on a golf course and told him that he was going to be a Bear someday. But either way, pretty interesting article talking about how he spent his summers. He was always one who wanted to play football, but according to the article by Brugler, his dad grew up in the West African nation of Togo and played soccer and college in France before moving to the United States to continue his studies. His mom is from Cameroon. She lived in Canada before moving to the States. And they met at Strayer University in Maryland in 1994.
Cool.
So former athletes, and it says, in the summers when many kids are involved in organized sports, Amagaji and his twin sister, Maiwen, instead spend time visiting family in Togo. Because, you know, you're not going to go over there for like a weekend. You got to spend some time. But he adopted basketball purely based on accessibility as his go-to sport throughout middle school. But then in eighth grade, he decided to play football. So that made sense. Didn't even play as a freshman at Hinsdale Central. And is an NFL prospect and a high draft pick relative to his experience. That's pretty cool.
In a big year for tackles, too. That was everybody went out to the tackle tree and picked the tackle fruit. And he may be one that needs to be ripened on a shelf in a paper bag, to continue the tortured metaphor.
And listen, I love the Rome Odunze pick. I do. But there is a part of me that worries about when you're building a team for years to come, the amount of money that is given to tackles, knowing the Bears could use one. They could upgrade at that position. They could.
Kind of a Braxton Jones truther.
I'm not a truther. I just don't. First of all, that neck injury was serious. I don't want to kick him off the line, but I'm tired of using the phrase for a fifth round pick.
Yeah, they've graduated from that as a team. Right.
And to me, if you can upgrade at all these other positions, namely quarterback, which you think you've done. So why can't we have the discussion about not only the money you would save in the positional value by getting a tackle and the money that you would end up saving based on what of high value, but it really did tempt me. You know, it's a really difficult decision to me to make when you're trying to figure out whether or not a tackle that you want is there, or you pick the best receiver on the board. Like, that's hard. I feel like the Bengals were met with that a few years ago.
And they asked their quarterback.
Right. But are you building a team that's going to make the playoffs, or are you building one for years? And I feel like a good tackle will keep you for years.
Maybe both.
I want both.
Maybe a well-curated draft, you can do both. I also want to address something that is... It surprised me, even in the pre-show meeting, when we were talking about the Bears' all-time receiving record to which Rome Odunze was reacting, and this understanding. Like, I'm not going to have Johnny Morris erasure and members of erasure, because not only was he the Bears, you know, record-holding and one-time, you know, first-team all-pro flanker, the guy was a really important sports broadcaster. And for, believe it or not, Adam Studzinski said, I didn't know that.
Neither did I. I found out last night.
Didn't know that Johnny Morris not only was a sportscaster, just real quick here, and I actually got a chance to work with him when he was still at Channel 2 in 1989 and a couple days back in the sports department when they needed me from the news department, and Bob Vassilopoulos and Jigs and everybody there and Norm Potash. He was playing for the Bears in 1964 when he joined WBBM-TV. He was doing the sports on TV when he was still a player.
And that is a wild concept.
And not only was he there until 1992, he was one of the pioneers of the telestrator when it was in its infantile form as technology, because he was a color commentator for CBS and did, you know, the regional national NFL coverage for, what, 12 years? Basically my whole childhood. So I knew him not only as the local 10 o'clock news sports anchor and the best of the bunch, but for a long time, I knew him as the guy on TV often doing Bears games. And he was a really, and the host of the Ditka show and the drunken Ditka post game. After the games, after Ditka was like obliterated, and Johnny Morris would try to talk to him even when Ditka was obliterated. And then Ditka was getting his car and get arrested. Because this is what it was like covering the Bears back in the day. That's just how it went down.
Hell of a career when you think about it.
Johnny?
And wasn't he positionally versatile?
Yes, and I can tell you, and right now at age 88, I'll tell you exactly where he is. His happy place. He is standing on the rail with dirt on his shoes, with a rolled up racing form in his hand, standing there with a pork pie hat on, saying, "Come on, six!" And he's there probably right now. He's sitting at a diner right now, taking notes on the horses he's going to bet on this afternoon.
Wanting to know what's going on at Aqueduct?
Probably. Yes, indeed. Hey, when we come back, we're going to play Here's Your Guys on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.